It's time now for the Sports Objective Podcast. No talking heads, just guys who love sports. Here's Dave Richmond.
Welcome into the Sports Objective Podcast, our end of the year, a brand new year podcast, if you will, the New Year's podcast. I'm joined by a great co-host, Kyle from LaGrange Barber. Hey, dude, what's up, man?
What's going on, baby? New Year. What's up?
Yeah. And Bubba Rosenbaum, man, happy New Year to you, brother.
Happy New Year to you guys as well. Let's sort of
celebrate this off.
No.
Yeah, what's in that? It's not eggnog anymore, so what, champagne?
A little champagne there?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess not.
He passed out.
No, I'm ready to start this thing over anytime.
You're going to start it over?
No way.
Gonna keep rolling, baby. Roll with it, baby.
we're having so much fun. We want to thank you. First of all, I want to thank both my co-hosts, my partners in crime, band of brothers, if you will, Kyle from LaGrange Barber and Bubba Rosenbaum. Bubbles. I want to thank both of them.
Bubba Rosenbaum.
I want to thank both of them for coming aboard with me. And definitely, Kyle's been aboard the whole time, but Bubba came in actually and definitely on air by July, but you were with us before then. But I want to thank both of you. Before I forget, I wanted to say that I'm excited about 2019, and we've got a lot to talk about tonight and today, whenever you're listening, this afternoon, whenever. We want to wish everybody, our Pirate Nation, and everybody, period, even if you don't like the Pirates, we want to wish you a Happy New Year.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy New Year to everybody. And David, you want to thank you for making Bubba and I part of the Sports Objective Podcast for the 2018 year, and hopefully we'll continue that in 2019 and beyond, and we keep growing this thing. And want to thank everybody out there in Pirate Nation and for your support and listening to us in 2018, and looking for bigger and better things in 2019.
And Bubba, how about you?
Bubba says, "Screw you guys." He doesn't care about your listenership, and he doesn't want you to listen anymore. That's what he says.
Well, we've had a lot of great events over the year. We'll be talking about that and some guests and maybe the future for 2019 as well. So we want to make sure that we get that across. And
we'll look back and look forward as we do this podcast.
Yeah, it's kind of a reflection plus. We're doing a set of two podcasts separately for New Year's, for an end of the year, and a brand new one. We're doing two for, you're getting two for one, the price of one. So that's always fun. And I think that you guys have mentioned, I know Bubba did, kind of give like a, I guess, background of how the podcast started. So I was going to do that as quickly as possible. It actually started, the birth of this podcast, as far as the idea, started November of 2014, believe it or not. There was a buddy of mine named Dave Shepard. We were working at Best Pro Shops in Cary one night, and we literally were joking about how much we love sports, and I looked at him and I said, "Man, we should do a podcast together." And he said, "Oh my God, that's a great idea." And that was the birth of the idea, if you will. And then I moved back to the Greenville area, not too far away in Williamston, and started doing research, especially in 2016. I started trying to find out more about how do you go about doing a podcast. And then in 2017, we were working like crazy behind the scenes on different things, especially the second half of 2017. And then, unfortunately, Dave got sick towards the end of 2017, early 2018. And finally, he told me we were going to start in January of 2018. And he got sick. And he finally told me in mid-February, he said, "Dave, man, you got to go on without me." He said, "Put me on injury reserve. When I get better, then I'll be able to do the podcast with you." And I said, "All right." So, unfortunately, we started in March of 2018 of this year, and unfortunately, Dave passed away in June around Father's Day. We're not exactly sure, but a couple of days before. So, his goal was to make it on our nostalgia party, and the four of us talking, and hopefully he would get better, and that was the plan. And he told me a couple weeks before the nostalgia party, he just couldn't do it, and so he couldn't make it. But we know that he's actually going to be a permanent member of the podcast, and definitely I'm sure he's listening to us in heaven. And it's a very sad situation. We've been through a whole heck of a lot this year, personally and emotionally, professionally, the whole nine yards, and a very sad situation. A lot of people wonder who's behind this, who's doing the podcast, and I want to mention this really quick before I mention about you guys for Kyle and Bubba, because I want to talk especially about you guys both and how much you mean to me. So try not to be too sappy, but the idea for the podcast, I told you when, I've always wanted to do a sports show, and I finally decided, you know, how long am I going to wait to do a sports show? And I put my butt in gear over the last couple of years, and here we are. So we don't have any axe to grind with anybody. There's nothing there other than we want to have fun. That's our agenda, and do sports, and especially our local favorite team, East Carolina University. So there you have it on that. So if anybody was wondering about that, I wanted to put that to bed, so to speak. Kyle's been with me every step of the way. I appreciate him very much because he actually came on every time we had ECU stuff related, and it was a lot over the year. We'll talk about that, and so that's why he's been with me. And then as far as Bubba goes, I remember Bubba reached out, and Bubba, I think you reached out to me, if my memory serves me right, in the spring, and said you wanted to be a part of the podcast, and you had a lot of nice things to say, and we started talking, and I know by definitely sometime in May, you were on board with us, and man, you've been working so hard behind the scenes, and I don't think people realize how, some people do, but there's a lot of people that have no clue how much the three of us put into on the podcast. It's amazing.
Yeah, I appreciate the kind words. I'm like you. I can't recall exactly when it was. I want to say it was either May or June, but I definitely do not recall for sure. I just remember, I don't know if it was from...
The first time we talked on the phone was right before I did a race at Southern National Motorsports Park, and that was in May. So I know that we talked definitely in May, but on the phone okay. The first time, but...
I was thinking it was before the regional was played, which of course was that last day or two of May and the first few days of June. But
the first communication I remember having with Bubba was in April.
We were talking on social media and stuff and texting, but as far as the first time we actually talked on the phone, me and Bubba, I know it wasn't in April. I'm pretty sure it was in May, like on the phone. But
I'm trying to remember as far as how I stumbled across the podcast.
Bubba, you said to stumble across it.
No, I'm just saying. Normally, I'm pretty good at remembering things like that.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking like Hoist the Colors. If I saw one of the episodes linked on Hoist the Colors or what?
I think it was something Kyle. Between one of us, we promoted the. I know I used to promote it, and I know Kyle has too. On Hoist, we do that on every episode. I think we just about everyone we have, and give a shout out to our very first guest too. Steven Igo has been with us since day one. I reached out to him in February, and he recorded an interview with me in the middle or latter part of February, and he had a lot going on.
I think it's important to note something you left out about the podcast and the history of it. For many of the people who listen will probably know this already, but a lot of them won't. Dave talked about his, you know, working at Bass Pro Shop and his friend Dave that passed away, and then talking about doing a podcast and moving back to the Greenville area. And David mentioned researching doing a podcast and how to properly do it and all. Just for anybody who doesn't know, Davis has been a veteran of radio for over 20 years, so he's not new to broadcasting. I thought that was an important part you left out, Dave, when you were talking about starting the podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. I've been actually since 1996, and then I have a couple semesters I had with WZMB 91.3 FM at the college radio station for East Carolina. And so a lot of people, the professionals, don't count college radio because a lot of people, unfortunately, that are in college radio don't take it seriously. But that's a whole other podcast. But it was definitely humbling beginnings. And I can tell you a whole bunch of radio stories and maybe more people. But I got my start, a lot of people don't know, with Henry Hinton at 94.3 and 98.3, the Talk FM. It was the flagship station, 98 was. 6.3. And as a matter of fact, I remember a teenager, Kyle, I guess it was from Williamson, I said used to call in. So, and that most people don't know we have a connection, reunited, like you said, and it feels so good.
We talked about that many, many months ago on the podcast. You know, yeah. Dave and I, when Dave reached out to me about doing the podcast, back this past, Dave wants to reach out to me in like January,
March.
And then we finally got together in March.
Actually, it was February, I think, because it was early March when we did our first episode together.
Correct. And you know, he knew me from calling in. It's Kyle from LaGrange calling in on Wildfire Radio. And, you know, I always enjoyed my phone calls. So he reached out to me about being on the podcast. And we, you know, it's like, you know, we talked to each other on the phone just to kind of gauge things, see how we, you know, to see what kind of chemistry was there.
Right.
And then, lo and behold, I knew Dave, and Dave knew me many, many years ago growing up in Williamson. Dave's about, what are you, about 8 years older than me, Dave?
Yeah.
And, but his sister, Amy Richmond, and my sister, Heather, were best friends growing up. So I knew Dave, when I was a kid and he was a teenager. And, we, you know, didn't realize that we, you know, already knew each other many moons ago. So it was kind of, you know, one of those weird moments where we were sitting there talking about doing the podcast and things were clicking. And
he said, wait a minute.
Well, yeah, so he said, talked about me in Williamson. Oh, I was like, oh, I grew up in Williamson. And he was saying how he lived in Williamson. And, you know, I was like, Dave, you know, I was like, well, you know, Dave Richmond. Like, I know that name. I was like, yeah, it's just from radio. I must know him from radio. And then he mentioned his sister just in passing. I was like, wait a minute. Your sister's name's Amy? Maker Amy Richmond. I was like, I know who you are.
Yeah, you're like, Amy Richmond?
Exactly.
Exactly.
So that's it's kind of interesting, you know, when you look back, it's kind of like it was meant to be for us to do this podcast together. And then, I remember the first time talking to Bubba, and the reason I remember that it was in April, the first time I texted with Bubba, is because I was actually at Duke. I had a follow-up appointment. I had eye surgery back in January and February, and I kept having to go to follow-up until the end of April. And that's why I can remember it was at the end of April the first time I remember texting with Bubba about the podcast. So.
I remember, and what's great about Bubba is, to give him some love, is Bubba is, if you know Bubba, Bubba bleeds purple and gold. There's no question about it. And also, we tease him a lot about it, but he loves sports more than probably 90% of Americans.
there's that number's low, Dave. I think that number's low. I think Bubba loves sports more than 99% of Americans.
Well, I think there's a lunatic fringe, as our chancellor said. I think there's a lunatic fringe out there that would maybe love sports more than Bubba. I don't know. And maybe not 10%, maybe a little bit high. Maybe you're right. But somewhere between 1% to 10% love sports more than Bubba, but I don't think it would be very many. And I think,
you know, it was funny earlier tonight, guys. That's what my wife said, and that's what one of our episodes. I turned it on the way up to my parents' house, where we are now, and that's when my wife heard the intro to the Sports Objective. She said, "Sports Objective? How about Sports Addict?"
How many episodes did Stacy listen to? Mama?
Very little. She's heard bits and pieces of a few.
And what is her commentary on the program?
I know she's heard some of the Nostalgia Party, and then bits and pieces of a few. I mean, she thinks it's good. She just thinks that it's too involved. But I guess that's it's one of those things. I mean, anything that I do, I want to do as well as I can possibly do it, and I really don't think it's as bad as she acts as though it is sometimes. I do my best to do it at hours where it's not going to interfere with other things that are more important.
Right.
Yeah, and I want to. By the way, well, before we have a chance, we need to thank all three wives. So. Kirsten is very supportive. Obviously, Jessica, my God, she's been way supportive since day one. And then also Stacy's supportive. I know that she just wants to be careful, I think, that that you don't get to the point of where you're not doing the right thing. I think you are doing the right thing. I think maybe she's scared, but that's a whole other podcast. And I think
it's a drama objective podcast.
Well, you know,
the relationship.
Yeah, we'll turn the sports objective into Dr. Phil, folks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We'll see if I can help you with your problem there, Bubba.
For you, Bubba?
Bubba, we're going to fix your life today. Today's going to be a changing moment in your life. Dr. Phil's right here. But definitely want to thank Jessica, my wife, for being supportive as we've done this podcast. She's been hugely supportive there for the podcast parties. She was the camera girl, if you will, for both of them. And you know, things went a little better than with the first one with the camera work than it did the second one.
Because we're going to work on that, yeah.
But she's been very supportive, so definitely want to mention her here on the year-end review. Jessica, the honorary member of the Sports Objective.
Yes, no doubt. We have the Wives Club, I guess, that there's like an auxiliary.
Yeah, I still say, guys and listeners out there, if you think it's a good idea, let us know. I've mentioned this to Dave and Bob a couple times. We should just one night without even prepping the audience. I still think we should just have the three wives take over the podcast for one episode.
Oh my God!
And just have Jessica, Kirsten, and Stacy.
Oh my God!
Just do a podcast for an hour talking about us and just, you know, their thoughts on things. I think it would be fantastic.
Have you noticed they spend a lot of time on it? Are they really, when they're in the cars, are they really talking to you guys? Are they really talking to your husbands? I'm sorry. I don't know. That kind of made me cringe there.
You don't like the idea?
I'm sure it'll be great. They're all great. It's not like
Bubba, do you think Stacy would go for that?
Maybe so. Actually, she mentioned that earlier when she said that comment about the sports addict. she said maybe I need to get on that thing.
There you go.
Maybe she'll understand how much fun we can have. And they were not anti them. In fact, we love our wives. So
exactly.
That's why we married them.
Exactly.
And by the way, my wife was blown away. So this is a nice transition. Oh, by the way. Recently she said, she asked me, she's very supportive of the podcast, and she said, so how are things going with it? I haven't asked you in a while. And I said, I told her the numbers, and she was blown away by how well things are going. And I just have to say, again, the reason why things are going so well is the three people we have together. I think our chemistry is really good. That's something that it doesn't happen overnight. We've grown a lot in the last 6 months. And I think that the fact of when it was just me trying to do a podcast by myself, it's incredibly hard. And when you have a team, you have Kyle from LaGrange, who's like Mike Wallace, and he's a sports journalist, and he gets all the big names, like Scott Weatherby, for example, that comes to mind, and Doug Martin.
There you go. That was a short list because those are about the two guests I've gotten. Scott Weatherby.
Well, you're working on. There's other big names working on.
Those are people that I I've got Scott Weatherby. I've gotten Doug Martin. The rest of the guests that have been ECU related have come from Dave and Bubba. The national media people, a lot of that's come from Bubba. He works really hard with that. Those guys, David and Bubba, are responsible for 99% of the guests. Because I honestly, outside of Scott Weatherby and Doug Martin, I don't know who else I've got. I believe everybody you guys are responsible for.
You've got a couple more that we haven't had on yet, but we'll work on.
You almost had Parmalee.
Almost had Parmalee, and I don't know.
We can have them on the podcast.
Yeah, I got a couple of people lined up that we haven't interviewed yet. But
we will.
David doesn't like my guest. Evidently, he just blows them off.
Not hardly.
One of them's a professional wrestler that's known for doing the.
And as far as our success, we can't do it without we. We have, I will tell you this, folks, one of the troubles we have, and that's something that we have to educate folks on, and Bubba and Kyle have no idea where I'm going on this, but I'll get back on track in just a second. But there are a lot of people right now, and Bubba and Kyle and I have talked about this in the past off the air, but we're having to educate people on how to listen to the podcast. And so that's one of the things we've been working really hard on, and we're putting links up on Facebook and different Facebook pages, and we have various places you can hear the podcast. And it's really cool. You can actually, if you have, by the way, Amazon Echo, and you have Alexa, go to your Alexa app and add the TuneIn Radio, the skill, and you can just say, Alexa, I want to hear the Sports Objective podcast on the TuneIn Radio app, and it'll come right up for you. So there's many different ways you can listen. So it's really cool, but that's one of the things that we've had to deal with, which is fine, because we knew that. It's kind of like podcasting is an underdog kind of thing, a new medium, if you will, when it comes to broadcasting, and that's part of it that you're going to have to deal with is people learning a new trick, so to speak.
Yeah, you obviously, if you're listening to this, you don't need to learn it. You already know it, but it's amazing because there are so many podcasts out there, and there are so many major podcasters that are, you know, huge celebrities. Shaquille O'Neal, Conan O'Brien are a couple of people who have their own podcast.
Yeah.
But there's still, as many people are listening to podcasts, there are so many people that have no clue about how to access podcasts. And I was talking to a gentleman the other day who was asking me how to, you know, how do I listen to the podcast? And I was explaining to him how to find it, you know. And, you know, like David said, you listen to it TuneIn. You listen to it through iTunes. Or if you got an iPhone, you got that little app that says podcast. You just click it. You can listen to it. Stitcher, Audio Boom, TuneIn, iHeartRadio.
Yeah, Spotify.
Spotify. I mean, you name it, we're on it.
And we'll even tell you that we submitted our podcast. I don't know if we'll hear back from them, but Pandora has started doing podcasts. So there's more people that are starting to add podcasts, and whenever we find that out, as soon as we found it out, we added them, we submitted our podcast to Pandora. So, I mean, there's always, we're trying to do everything we can through distribution. That was one of the hard parts that I had to deal with in the 2017 and early 2018 is.
Yeah, well, we have good distribution. I mean, we really do. You've done a great job with that, David. We, you know, If there are somewhere that you listen to podcasts, you can most likely find the Sports Objective on that application.
Yeah, no doubt. But I wanted to mention that. And obviously, social media, we've worked really hard this year. Guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. I definitely need to add a boys for the promotion. I think when you can tell the three guys are promoting it. And then what's happening is a lot of our, and let me say that a lot of our great friends.
Brandon Simmons.
And Terry Gallagher. There's so many people that we could start name dropping.
Jay Sunhalter.
Yes,
Jay Sunhalter. Brandon Simmons, Terry Gallagher come to mind, and there are a lot more out there. But those
Dakota Marshall.
Dakota Marshall, yeah, absolutely. Dakota. I mean, those guys, you know, we support it, promote it, like the post. You know, there are others, and we shouldn't even have started naming names, and I started it. Because we're leaving somebody out, but appreciate those guys particularly.
And it was that's something that a part of the podcast people don't realize that it makes a huge difference. The other thing is, I want to make this very clear, and it's not being it may come across as cocky. It's not meant to be, but I want everybody to know we're not going anywhere. The reason I bring that up is podcasters have a terrible reputation. For what's called a pod, I found that out a few weeks ago, what's called a pod fade in the industry, a pod fade. And what that means is, I'm not trying to get too much into the weeds, but it means you start a podcast and you don't do the podcast ever again, or you are not consistently putting out new content, or it's sporadic and people don't. I was telling Bubba an analogy, it's like going to a store and you don't know whether they're open or closed, or when they're open or closed, or if they have those products, they don't have the products. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But our consistency, I don't think you could argue. Ask our wives about how much content we're putting out. In fact, one of our good friends, Bubba, I know, mentioned that, how much content we put out, right?
Yeah, he did. Steve and I go hoistthecolors.net, and actually – I'd reached out to him about something. We were discussing a topic the other day, and then he had messaged me back a few minutes later saying, man, y'all do a great job, but how do y'all find the time to crank out all these podcasts?
We have no social lives. That's not true. You find time, you just do it. You do it when you can. Lots of times we're doing it in the car, doing it in between things. Sometimes, not to tell too much of our business, but sometimes part of the podcast is recorded at another time and the other part's recorded later. And you guys out there in podcast land are completely unaware. Ooh. But, you just do it when you can.
Well, it's that because of the fact of, for example, another reason why we do that is because we have a situation where when we have breaking news with Black Monday, with all the football coaches that in the NFL, for example, the last podcast we had, we had no way of knowing for college football that we had an idea about Major Applewhite, but as far as Mark Richt, we had no idea that he was going to resign on a Sunday. My dad's birthday, December 30th. Who would have ever known that? And so when you have situations like that happen and we're a podcast, the choices are you can just wait and do maybe one or two a week. The problem with that is by the time you get to that point, most likely that story has kind of lost its flavor and it's really not a breaking news item anymore. So you don't have a lot of times we don't, our wives may not believe it, but a lot of times we don't have a choice if we want to be relevant in the game of a broadcasting.
And hell, even last night, what we tried to do is to get the content out about Mark Richt and, the candidates. And then the next thing we know, while we're trying to record the open and the close, it breaks that Manny Diaz is the, new head coach at Miami. That just stuff happened ridiculously fast yesterday with Miami.
And then the other thing that happened is we're talking to Antoine.
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah.
And they're and Miami Dolphins fired their coach today. We were talking about it last night. So Black Monday, we had a note. They had already been two coaches fired in the last couple days. There's been six more. It's been eight coaches in the NFL. So a quarter of the coaches. Out of 32 teams, eight of them have been fired sometime this season. Two had already been previously fired, and then the six over the last couple of days. So you have eight out of 32 coaches have been fired. So that kind of story, the reason we brought that up is just the fact that you don't know those kind of things. There's no way in the world we would have known about Mark Richt and a lot of those coaches. We knew some of the coaches probably be fired as far as pro football. But
yeah, an update on the – situation in Houston is they did officially reach out to West Virginia today about contacting Dana Holgorsen. So they are legitimately trying to get Dana Holgorsen to leave West Virginia to go to Houston. So that's very interesting. Guys, before we get into the looking back at the year of 2018, do you guys have any New Year's traditions you do for New Year's Eve or New Year's Day? Besides having your children yell at you, Bubba?
No.
Well, I usually have to work, so I'm kind of boring and lame in that regard. Because basically for my regular job, I actually I have usually Christmas Day and the day after Christmas off. And so I usually have to work New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, which, again, that's what's going on. So my wife and I don't plan anything because we put our priorities on.
Now, what about food? Do you do any New Year's Day food traditions? A lot of people do.
Oh, yeah. I usually some kind of greens like collard greens and black-eyed peas.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that. But as far as that goes, that's pretty much it, traditions. I wanted to Bubba, I'm sorry, Bubba, do you have anything to add there? I mean, that's pretty much it for me. I'm kind of boring.
Yeah, as far as the greens and black-eyed peas thing, no, that's definitely not something that I partake in.
Are you serious?
My parents and my in-laws do, but I do not. I guess my biggest tradition, I guess kind of like right now, I'm always celebrating it with bringing in the new year with family, and then on New Year's Day, just watching bowl games. That's probably my biggest tradition, and then, of course, always just thinking, like, what are goals and what are some things that I want to accomplish in the new year and that kind of thing.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, that's one thing. What about you, Kyle?
I was going to say, we do the Black Eyed Peas thing. We'll make a big pot of Black Eyed Peas tomorrow. I do something a little different. Most people do ham or something with mine. I always cook Black Eyed Peas with sausage in them. So we'll do that, make a big pot of Black Eyed Peas tomorrow. And
that's interesting. I've never heard that before.
Well, yeah, that's good. Then we'll watch, obviously, bowl games. But that's pretty much it. I mean, we've done different things over the years on New Year's Eve. But this year's kind of chill, kind of just at the house. But that's pretty much it.
And have you noticed that another thing that I was mentioning to a buddy of mine, have you noticed that if I were with you guys and, like, maybe, like, close family and friends, I have a tremendous time and I would love to be at, like, a party like that. But I think there's a lot of people, I've heard other celebrities say this too, about this, that people put way too much pressure and expectations on New Year's. Have you noticed that? Like, it's like the one holiday that people are like, oh my God, it was just.
Well, crazy. I think if you're single, you've got a lot of pressure to find a date for New Year's Eve. If you're young and single, I think if you're young again, you're 20, you feel like you've got to be doing something. I know I used to feel that way. My wife and I, you know, we always had to go out and do something on New Year's Eve. You know, I do think it's fun if you're not putting pressure on it. You know, like if you were in a bigger town somewhere that they do something, just go out and do it and have fun. But, I know what you mean. I do know exactly what you mean.
I don't understand why. Like, to me, I don't know. Maybe that's why I always have fun New Year's Eve, is I can be at home watching the ball drop. I can be pretty much anywhere and have a good time. I guess that's my personality anyway, but I've always thought that was funny how people put so much pressure. And I agree with you, Kyle. I noticed that when I was at ECU, for example, at East Carolina, I was always wanting to do something special, you know, or certainly right after my days at East Carolina. But once you get married and have kids, those of you listening, you know what I'm talking about, and maybe grandkids or whatever now, you know that it's like, okay, I've done like 45 New Year's. So, now it's up, but, definitely talking about, resolutions. I do have a few I was going to share personally, and you guys don't have to, if you don't want to, but I will tell you what mine are going to be. And then I'll mention about personally, and then I'll mention about the podcast. If you guys want to chime in, for me personally, I'm going to work hard on something I started this year as well for 2018. So a nice segue is, at work, I got a bad health report. When I say bad, it wasn't like really bad, but it was bad for me. Things were heading, let's just say, in the wrong direction. And so I've worked really hard on losing weight, exercising. Hey, by the way, guys, I want to give a shout out to our good friend Mark Washington, who took me under his wing at the last, and he's put a shout out to Bubba and Kyle to come to Max Fitness. They're in the Bells Fork area of Greenville. He wants you guys to train with him. But anyway, he's been a tremendous asset and a great friend, and certainly a great asset as far as getting my health way back. And man, this is the best shape I've been in at least a decade. And I'm not being, I'm not exaggerating. That's the truth.
Resolutions for 2019, I'll say 2018. I haven't made any yet. I need to lose weight drastically. I think no secret to anybody who's met me, seen me, desperately should need to do something about that. So, I'll do the typical, make a resolution to get in better shape, and we'll see if it actually happens. Beyond that, I don't know. There's probably a lot of things I should make resolutions about. But I won't. So just keep on keeping on. But I do need to get in better shape. Bubba, how about you? You got any resolutions?
Bubba, are you there?
Bubba says he's going to resolute to watch more sports, to record more sports-related podcasts.
Yes, he's going to do two or three in a day.
Exactly. That's his resolution.
He's going to quit his job, and he's going to focus on podcasts 24/7.
Exactly.
That makes Stacey very happy.
He will.
Anyway, I don't know what happened to Bubba, but maybe he's – I don't know if he – we'll get back to him in a minute. Kyle, I was going to mention to you, I'll start this. We'll come back to him when – I don't know where he is, but
he might have lost him. I don't know. He'll, we'll
see. Shit must go on. I wanted to talk about, while we have time, and I wanted to talk about the goals of the podcast for 2019. And there's some really fun things between – you know, what's great is we've talked a lot about we'll talk about that in a minute – about the things that happened in 2018 for this podcast in East Carolina and sports or whatever. But we have some exciting stuff. Some things we can already mention because we've already talked about them. And then some things that are kind of in what we call R&D, research and development. So we'll keep them there until we're ready to release the information. Right, Kyle?
Yeah, absolutely.
One thing I was going to mention, you and I talked about, and we are going to do it, we didn't have enough time to do it with everything we had going on with the nostalgia party. And when we do something like Bubba said, we didn't want it to be halfway. We wanted to be 100%, and we've got some other ideas to add to that now that we've got the podcast really rolling. And that is one of the ideas we're going to do is the Sports Objective Watch Party. Kyle and I had talked about it. And where basically you guys are going to help us decide, too, on social media in 2019, which games you want to watch with us. And we're going to record podcasts watching some of the biggest football games ever. And that's coming summer of 2019. We can tell you that. It's something we've already talked about, so I don't think it's any secret, right, Kyle?
Yeah, we talked about doing it this past summer. Things just didn't work out. So, you've got plenty of time between now and this coming summer to get things together to do the podcast watch party where Bubba and I and David will watch an East Carolina game. And we'll have you guys watch along with us on YouTube and, you know, maybe have former players on.
It's going to be really
involved
cool
in those games and, you know, and talk about the game and watch it, talk about highlights of the game and, you know, maybe have Larry Shannon on talking about big touchdowns against NC State, you know, for example,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
It's going to be tremendous, I tell you that. And I know that
did y'all put the dollar down?
That's one thing that comes to mind. And I can promise you, by the way, Kyle, because of one of my favorite parts of 2018 was recently, December 15th, when we had the 1978 Independence Bowl Championship
reunion.
And that podcast, that live podcast, we're going to have more live events thanks to you. The people have really been speaking highly of that. They really like that. And there's different – I would just say right now we can announce that we will have more. We'll have the nostalgia party again in July in the summertime. And we'll have, obviously, a bowl party, some kind of bowl party in December. We know which one, but we're not going to announce it now. And we'll have more live broadcasts, live – podcast. We even have a really cool idea, which I don't want to release right yet until the summertime. And Kyle knows what I'm talking about when I say live podcast. That's going to be, I think it's going to be really cool. And Kyle and I know will be a part of it, and Bubba will be as well. So, and then some other cast of characters, players to be named later, as they say. So we have that. We have a lot of, and let me say this. There's some other things we're working on for 2020 that Kyle knows about, obviously because he's my partner, that we can't announce right now, but we'll be working on them in 2019 to get ready for 2020, right, Kyle?
Yeah, if we pull that off in 2020, what you're talking about, it's going to take a lot of work between now and then, and it's going to take some money, so we're going to need some corporate sponsors.
Oh, yeah, we will.
And what we have, the idea for 2020 will blow people away if we pull it off.
Yeah, we will definitely pull it off. Once people hear, again, what I was getting at is the, I think one of the cool things about this year has been that you guys have brought out the creative side of me, which has been missing for one thing that I love is I do a radio show every day on Magic 95.9. the Music Lover station, the owner, Bill Benjamin. I want to thank him. He's been very supportive of our podcast and lets me promote the events we have on, any kind of promos, anything I want to do. He lets me do it on my show and lets me do that on the station. He'll continue to let us do that in 2019. So I'm glad I thought about that. I don't want to forget him, for he's one of our big supporters, and I appreciate him very much. But this whole thing of vision is what we have been working really hard on, and I think the three of us work very well together, collaborating on different ideas and people. The numbers have, I mean, you know, when the numbers don't lie, and I want to thank folks again, the number of listens we've had each month, that's the way we had people kind of slamming us a couple months ago. We don't have ratings in podcasts. We go by the number of listens. So we need to educate the people, the public, on how things work. But we're judged on the number of listens we have. Four in a year, you could break it down to every single. We have stats and analysis for every single podcast we do, and we have it everywhere. So I think people are misguided or didn't know that, but we're blown away by the numbers, and it's not because of us. It's really because of the listeners and the people. It just goes back to show, Kyle, that when I tell people, they think I'm exaggerating, but I really believe that East Carolina is the best fan base. I will stick by that until the day I die. And if you don't believe me, then you should see our numbers. They are really good. And yeah. I would have never guessed we would have them that high. And
right.
It's only been really 6 months that the three of us have been together and that we've recorded. By the way, I think it's 78 podcasts since July the 1st. If my math is right, I think 78 in the second half of 2018. So it's definitely a lot, and I think you guys are I appreciate the fact you guys have been willing to. A lot of times, Kyle was like, "We're recording now."
Yeah, no, that's me.
Things are happening so fast that
exactly
we don't get a chance to discuss everything with all three people. And sometimes I don't know we're recording, and I'm like, oh, you guys want to do it now? Or Bubba is the same boat. So that between the three of us, there's always seems like there's one of the bunch that jumps on.
Well,
and says,
one of
okay,
us in particular doesn't pay attention sometimes to text messages that are being sent.
And group text.
Yeah, group text. There's one of us that don't pay attention to group text sometimes. You think it's you, Dave? No, it's me. And you guys will be texting, talking about what we're going to do tonight. And I won't read it. I'll ask them later what we're going to record. But, oh well. I do better kind of off the flying by the seat of my pants.
Yeah, and what makes, but that's the thing that people don't realize is that we do have a, believe it or not, we do have a plan, but at the same time, we're not scripted out to the point of where, I guess that's obvious, but we wanted to be real, and we're not journalists. We're not pretending to be journalists. We're actually people who, as you hear when you hear Brian Freeman, and by the way, thank God I remember that, Brian Freeman is the voice of the podcast, and on purpose, when he recorded those liners, as you hear the beginning of the show, he says that we're not talking heads. We're guys who love sports, and by the way, that could be people, men and women. It just happens to be the guys that have been on with us. The people that have been on with us as far as the co-hosts have been guys. So the ladies, we love ladies, and our numbers of ladies are growing too. So thank you very much for that. There are more women that are listening to this podcast.
Thank you, politically correct David.
What?
I said thank you, politically correct David.
No, I'm serious. I think that there are, I've been happy to see that we have, we started out humble beginnings. Let's just say the number of women listening at the very beginning of the podcast.
It was Jessica, and that's it. It
was like one. No, yeah. Our wives, maybe. That's about it.
Yeah, now we got several. We got Beth listens. I don't mean Merkelson. I mean Rick Smith's daughter.
Yeah, a real Beth. The real Beth of the podcast.
The real Beth, exactly. See who else we got. This this a lady named Marcy, who's
Marcy Mantle, who ECU football, Facebook page.
Yeah, she listens, I think. So, I think that's our female audience right there. But
I can actually say that we have. Let me just say that we have grown.
Yeah, my friend Carl
at least by 10% already. In the last 6 months, we've grown 10% of the number of women listening, and that's not 10 ladies. It's actually way more than that. Callus being funny, but
yes,
man,
I don't care if it's men, women, boy, girl.
Yeah, if you like the Pirates,
gender, whatever. If you want to listen to us, please listen to us.
And you can be from other broadcast people too that listen to us.
Right, you can whoever. We'll take all listeners.
Yeah.
Bubba, you have anything you want to contribute? I hear you back in the background. I heard you giggle a couple of times. So,
We're sitting here taking in the Texas A&M victory over NC State, 45-13, with right around 4 minutes left.
I guess Dave Dorn has some fingers broken off. So,
yeah. So hopefully the 2019 season for the Wolfpack will start off the way the 2018 season's ending.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of which, Bubba, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but since we're on that topic, I think there's a team in Blacksburg that they had their first losing season since 1992. Let's see here. They canceled a series with us in the games in Greenville. They actually have now where they have to win 7 games next year to go to a bowl. I think their leadership is great. So I'll just say that their leadership is fantastic. Keep the same AD. One of the things that we could talk about, guys, is the things that happened in a nice segue by me in 2018 as far as ECU. And for me, the year has been like a bridge, like a rainbow. It has been like, a rainbow, if you will. Things are a lot better for us because you look at 2018. The very first podcast Kyle and I did was about Jeff Comfer, our wonderful AD, resigning, being bought out, I guess it was, for a couple million dollars. And we did that for people that don't know, we recorded that podcast at the IHOP in Greenville. The waitress was bringing us drinks and I believe you had Dr. Pepper, did you not, sir? And pancakes.
You had Dr. Pepper. I had Mountain Dew, actually.
Mountain Dew, okay.
Important facts, right? I'm a soda fiend. Part of my problems was the reason I'm overweight. I'm not a huge Mountain Dew fan. That just happened to be what I was craving that night. But yes, I had Mountain Dew. You had Dr. Pepper. You had plain pancakes with maple syrup. I had blueberry pancakes.
That's right.
My wife had a cup of water and a fruit cup. That's why she's skinny and I'm fat. And we recorded.
You and I got started.
Yeah, exactly. That's how we got started. Exactly.
And that podcast is one of the most listened to that we've ever done. But it's funny. We had breaking news there. Then we had breaking news about Dave Hart, who came on as special advisor. And I have to say that I think that if you look at the collective body of work, Dave Hart. Let's look at that real quick. Dave Hart actually hired Joe Dooley. That basketball search was going nowhere fast, but I'll leave that alone. He actually, after the great season, it was disappointing, but the great season with hosting a regional for the first time in a number of years, Cliff Godwin, he saves him and works out the particulars of everything Cliff wanted to keep him here, or otherwise he would be at Mississippi State. And then he has the tremendous hire, I think, of helping John Gilbert and Cecil Staten get Mike Houston and helping them work all that out. So I'm actually happy now with the whole Dave Hart thing. I was not happy about a month or so ago. Things were not
correct. Yeah. Well, when you look back on it, the Dave Hart did a lot of good things here in 2018 with hiring Dooley. As you said, and extending Godwin and bringing in Gilbert and, of course, Mike Houston.
My God, that was like the icing on the cake. I hate to use that.
We've been talking about Mike Houston being the next head coach at East Carolina since me and David and Bubba all three first started talking. We Mike Houston. I mean, we had Mike Houston on the podcast this past summer when he was the head coach, James Madison. So we've been on that mic
end of July.
Correct.
Yeah, and that was something even going back to last year when we lost to those guys so soundly to start the season, you know, 34-14, and it wasn't that close. And, you know, we're down 34-7. So
make it a really embarrassing.
So yeah, like kind of like Mike Houston said, he said that night that we thought that we may be able to see ourselves here, we being him, he and his wife and the staff,
Amanda, yeah.
But and they obviously didn't discuss it much. But yeah, I was kind of along those same lines that, I mean, don't be surprised if Mike Houston's our coach one day.
Yeah, I remember the first time I really started thinking about Mike Houston being our head coach. I've been following him since he was at Lenoir Ryan. But, you know, during Scotty Montgomery's first season here in 2016, I was getting really disgusted, and I already knew we had made the wrong decision by hiring him.
You
and,
did?
I think you know that.
and, guys, Texas A&M has just tacked on another one. They scored a touchdown. I'm not sure exactly who it is that scored, but it's it's their quote 12th man, and he scored to make it 51-13 with the PAT coming here with about 20-25 seconds left.
Nice.
Well, I tell you what, you know what goes around comes around, and you know what else? I tell you what, man, Jimbo, where do I need to make the check to? Because I owe you guys. I appreciate you running up the score for me.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for us. We need to do it ourselves. We'll see them over the weekend. What I was saying is, I was disgusted with Montgomery, and I was keeping up with JMU because Donnie Kirkpatrick was there as offensive coordinator, and I was looking at the offensive numbers they were putting up in 2016, and I went and watched on YouTube an episode of the Mike Houston show. During the 2016 season. And I was just watching Mike Houston call, hosting the show, and they had a segment with Donnie Kay. And I said, you know, that's East Carolina. I said, what's going on up there right now with those guys? It's more East Carolina than East Carolina is. And thank God those guys are here now. It's the right hire. It's the right staff. And I'll be shocked if they're not successful. It may not happen in year one. Though I bet it does. I bet we have more wins this coming year than we've had the previous three. I won't say football.
So we'll, 9 wins?
No, not combined. I mean, we're going to win more than 3 damn games.
I know. I
won't say we're
going to. You're getting a little
sensitive.
I know.
No, I'm not. I'm being overdramatic. I'm not going to say we're going to go to a bowl, though I do think it's a possibility, but I guarantee.
I think we will.
We'll win more than 3 games. I hear someone yelling from above.
Down here.
Yeah, I do think we're going to go to a bowl year. I'm very confident on that. I think if you look at the schedule, and I think that.
The schedule's not complete.
Yes, it is. Except for the one, well, I mean, we have the one game, but I mean,
make a huge difference. There's a big difference between playing at Miami versus playing home against FIU. What if we play another FCS team? Then we're going to have to win 7 games to go to a bowl.
Yeah, I pray to God they don't do that at the Virginia Tech route. Oh, I'm sorry, the school in Blacksburg.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of going to have to do what you have to do to get a home game. If you don't want to play 5 home games. If we do, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see who we do play on the road if we do end up doing 5 home games. The only way I would do that, I wouldn't take a money game. The only way I would do 5 home games is if it gave us a really good home and home with somebody.
Like a Coastal, like we talked about that?
No. Coastal would have to come here. No, it would be Miami. If we had to go there, if they would be willing to give us a return game, being they have an open date on their schedule.
And they do, so we can definitely.
I guess there may be several. There's not that many teams, period, that need a game.
Not really when you consider that it's not even, it's less than a month away, my friend. I mean, a year away, not a month.
Correct, a month. Wow.
God, that makes me really,
season starts in a month. College football, man. Oh, God. National championship this week. Season starts again next month.
Yeah, 2 weeks away. You know, we'll have a 2 week layoff and then start again.
Like NASCAR.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. So as far as the, as far as you guys for 2019, well, what do you think is going to happen? We've had a lot of great things, but I wanted to mention the next part of the podcast. I wanted to talk about what do you think will give your predictions. What do you think will happen with the different sporting programs? Is there things like storylines that you expect?
Yeah, can we make our predictions in a borderline mystical way?
Whatever you want to do. I don't care
okay.
how you do it.
All right.
2019, what are things that you think will happen that you won't
happen? I look in my crystal ball right now, and I see into the future. I see a baseball team that's successful and at least makes it deep into the regionals, potentially hosting and maybe going to the super regionals. And God knows, maybe even the College World Series. So I see a successful baseball season. For basketball, I think we'll be competitive in conference. I think there will be some games where we get our asses just totally handed to us, and there will be some games where we play really well and get some W's. But we've got to start playing better on the road. But I think by the end of the year, we'll be happy with the product Dooley has on the court, and that will just get better next year. For football, as I look into my crystal ball, I see a football team that will play every down of every game for four quarters with everything they got, that will play physical, hard-nosed football, that will still have an up-tempo offense, but with some physicality, that will play like Pirates. We may not get the results we want in year one in terms of 9-10 wins, but I think we'll be proud of the product we see on the field. And we'll see drastic improvements in the win and loss total and just in the way we play the game in 2019. I cannot wait for the football season of 2019, because even when we lose, I know we're going to be going in the right direction. Bubba, predictions for 2019, you can do it in a borderline mystical way, or just predictions for 2019.
Yeah, Riley is sick, so
okay,
that kind of came first.
Predictions for 2019, Bubba.
All right, well, I can go, or y'all can continue on.
You want me to
go? Go ahead, Dave.
No.
All right, so
no,
I think for 2019, I see us, as far as basketball, like Kyle said, he beat me to that as far as being more competitive. I think he's going to – Joe Dooley is definitely turning the program around. Very happy with assistants that are hired. We've talked about that probably ad nauseum. How great the assistant coaches are. The recruiting's going very well. And I'm still going to stick with 16 and 15. That's what I put. It might be a stretch to win 9 more games, but that's what I'm hoping for. So for basketball, for baseball, I'm going to say we're a super regional team. We lose in the super regional. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope that because I'm going to be out of the country, we'll go to Obama for the first time. It's been a dream since Coach Cleve DeClaire talked about it in 1998 when he was hired at when I was with Henry Hinton, and we were at the very first interview he ever did was a public interview, was at the Denny's Memorial Drive, a show we used to do, Talk of the Town. We had it live a couple days back in the day, and he did that. And I didn't really know much about Omaha until him, but that's been a dream of mine since 1998, and it's probably going to happen that the year 21 years later we go to the big dance, so to speak, in baseball. Football, I'm going to say 7-5. I think we're going to be 7-5 on the year and go to a bowl. I don't know which one, but probably we're going to be doing a live podcast in Orlando is what I'm thinking. So there you have it. What do you think, Bubba?
As far as basketball, I think that we will. I don't think that we'll probably finish with a winning season. I'm certainly hopeful. But at this point, being 7-5, I think if we had gotten a couple of those games that we lost, like the JMU buzzer beater, and then also that High Point game where we lost by 3. Had we gotten those, we may have an outside chance at that winning season. But and you look at it right now at 7-5, I guess we got 18 league games plus the tournament. So that would require us to go, we'll probably win at least 8 or 9 of those 18 conference games. And I don't think with some of our limitations right now that's going to happen, but I'm definitely very excited about where things are headed with our basketball program under Joe Dooley and this regime, and we've talked about the tremendous coaching staff. So definitely excited what the future holds there. As far as football, well, I guess I'll go baseball next. With baseball, I definitely think we'll make the regionals, which I like our chances of making a super regional and quite possibly hosting a super regional. And I would not be surprised whatsoever if we bust through that door and get to Omaha this year. We'll see. And then as far as football, I'm like Kyle. I do think that we'll certainly surpass 3 wins, which we have not been able to do the last 3 seasons. So I think we'll flirt with the bowl in year 1 and quite possibly get it and get that accomplished.
So what are you – so that's – are there any kind of storylines, things that are going to happen, like with Virginia Tech? You guys think that'll anything resolve there? Are there certain things we knew going into 20? Oh, I have one. Do you think we'll over under? When does Cecil Staton resign or get bought out?
Wow. I think Cecil will be gone before the summer. That's my prediction on that. I would be surprised if he's the athletic director here at the end of 2019. I think he'll be gone by the summer. Chancellor.
Chancellor, because John
Gilbert's no one going anywhere anytime soon. So I meant to say Staton or Chancellor. I don't think Staton will be the Chancellor here come 2019 or by the end of 2019. I'll get it right in a minute. Well, yeah. So one man.
Well, guys, before we go, once again, I want to thank everybody for the tremendous support. Should we tell the numbers or no? Do you want to keep that secret or no?
David, Bubba, what do you think? Y'all want to spill the beans on the amount of listeners we got for 2018?
Bubba, are you there?
Well, David, I think we'll just make the executive decision and we'll go with it. You want to make the do you want to tell
what's
the listeners
that?
The amount of listeners we've gotten for 2018?
The listens, yeah.
Yeah, so 22,400 in counting. That's as of about 30 minutes ago. So
22,400 listens for the
year. We don't have all the precincts
and
in.
Precincts. In fact, Little Washington still reporting the Butler County precinct.
We got a hand count.
22,400 listens for the year 2018. So that's a good
point. And that's about, we did not start in January or February. We started in March.
And we really didn't start until July.
July really is when the podcast really kicked into high gear. April, the April month was very good for us. That first March and April were very good, considering that it was just me trying to do a podcast by myself. And then May I got sick, and Kirsten, my wife, was sick, and it was just really difficult. And then with the whole situation with Dave, he started getting sicker in June. And thank God I had you guys, like I talked about, because that was tremendous. So I think it's something to be very proud of. It's a start, no doubt about it. And it's going to be a lot of fun for you guys, I know, and for me as well for 2019. The future is, like the song goes, Kyle, the future's so bright, I got to wear shades.
That's right.
I'm trying to think of a Kyle song here.
Future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. Yes. All right.
Yeah. Timbuk3, ladies and gentlemen, if you're playing at home, great group. Husband and wife duo from Texas. Do you remember the movie the TV show was in?
Future so bright, I gotta wear shades. It was a TV show or a movie?
Well, I know the TV show, and it wasn't a movie as well, but I know that the TV show, Head of Class.
The
guy to play Johnny Fever.
Okay, all right. I have not thought of the show. It is a class in many, many years.
You were probably like 6 years old.
I used to watch it. I remember Tyson's ex-wife was on that show.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she
very
was
good.
She was one of the students. I can't think of her name.
Robin Gibbons.
Robin Gibbons, correct.
Okay, so that was. I didn't mean to derail the podcast to close, but. Anyway, Head of Class, and there were some other 80s movies that song, The Future's So Bright, I've Got to Wear Shades. We're music nerds, So we, yes. I know we went off there. But the future is bright for this podcast. The future is bright for ECU. And Bubba, I want to, let's plug, we got some great shows coming up. And I'm sincerely saying that we're at episode, is this number 99?
I'm not sure, Dave, if this is 98 or 99, but, I know for episode 100, we're going to do the 1983 team that, you know, of course, went 8-3 and was rather close to going undefeated, just a few points away, with three losses, and that will be episode 100 as we have a roundtable discussion with members of the 1983 team.
And a lot of great members of that, or number of team. There's plenty of guys that could do it, but we can't have every single member of the team. It'll be nice. Maybe we can do that in the future. The 40th anniversary or something like that. But the guys have been very accessible, and they wanted to do something with us. So thank you guys. And that goes all the way back to the summertime is when we first started talking to them about doing a 1983 podcast. So it's not actually we saved doing the podcast on purpose to the end of December, and we've had other podcasts we've had to do. And Terry Gallagher, I'll mention again, he actually wanted to ask us what we're going to do for 100th episode, and so now Terry knows what we're going to do. We also have a lot of great things on social media. Bubba's been working hard on this day in Pirate football.
Pirate history, correct, yeah. If you're joining that on Facebook and Twitter, on the Sports Objective, if you haven't followed us on Twitter, you need to do that.
Yeah.
That's what is our Twitter handle, at TheSportsOBJ?
Yes, it is.
On
and
Twitter.
We've got a lot of people following us over the last few months.
Yeah, and like our Facebook page, guys. Just go to Facebook, go to your search bar, type in The Sports Objective, and like our Facebook page. We're also on Instagram. But Facebook and Twitter is where we're most active. You can also find us on YouTube. But, again, Facebook and Twitter is where we're most active, and we really would appreciate you liking our Facebook page and following us on Twitter.
And that's going to be growing. Social media is going to be growing. A lot of cool stuff, by the way, we're going to do on social media, things we already know about and things we don't even know yet that we can, that's the way creativity works. And plus, we don't know what's going to happen that'll help us, you know, bring those ideas, breaking news or anything like that. So I want to thank again my beautiful wife, Kirsten, my great kids, Tyler, Alexander, McKenzie, for putting up with me in general and for this podcast. Thanks to everybody for listening. 2019 is going to be huge for Pirate Nation, all of Pirate Nation, if it's the coaches, players, however you're a fan, alum, whatever the case may be, you're very special to us, and I want you to know that you always have a front row seat. You don't have the cheap seats with us, and look, you don't have to pay, like some of these concerts, which I don't want to get off on a tangent, $500 for a seat, which is ridiculous, but who's talking? You always have a seat with us. And it's absolutely free. And you have the VIP section where you can always come to live events, too, and meet us. And you can meet Kyle or Bubba at football games as well as me. So you never know when you'll meet us, right, guys?
Absolutely, Dave. That's right. If you want to meet us, just let us know. We'll be happy to arrange a personal meeting with you at any time.
That's right. Well, how seriously, house calls. That might not sound appropriate, but I didn't mean the bad.
Only if you're female.
I didn't mean that in a bad way, so I want to make sure that I don't get in any more trouble. Bubba, are you there?
Bubba's not with us, Dave. It's just you and me for the close.
Okay. All right, so Bubba had to actually watch the ball drop. So, Bubba, whatever you do, be careful, buddy, and Happy New Year to you and your wife, Stacy, and, of course, Riley and Reese. I want to thank them, and hopefully they hear this part. Stacy, you're awesome. We love you. We actually do. And we want you to be a part of this podcast any way possible. So tell your friends about us as well, because she's a teacher, and there's plenty of teachers out there that are Pirate grads. We want them to listen to the podcast. What about you, Kyle?
Appreciate everybody for listening to us in 2018. Hopefully this podcast won't kill it. You'll continue to listen in 2019. And I want to thank my wife, Jessica, again, for being supportive and being part of this thing and coming to the live events and always being behind us in what we do. And I want to thank, your wife, Dave, Kirsten, and Bubba's wife, Stacy, for letting you guys play with me and do the podcast. And We appreciate, again, everybody out there listening. We couldn't do it without listeners. We could, but there'd be no point.
That's right. And the consistency of, we're going to put out a lot of content. We're going to keep doing it, trucking in 2019 and beyond. We're not going anywhere. And I can promise you, as long as my voice holds out, and if it doesn't, then I hope Bubba and Kyle will keep on, and I'll be cheering them on, and I'll still be a member of the team behind the scenes. But as long as I have a voice, I can promise you that I'll be participating in this podcast. We're not going anywhere, and I want to make that very clear. For the very sake, it was not directed at anybody. So people that are conspiracy theorists or they think it's a jab at anybody, it's not. It's simply that because podcasters, again, have a terrible reputation for fading away like we were talking about early. All right, well, I tell you, it's been a great year. It's going to be a great year in 2019. We appreciate you so much. And if you have any comments, by the way, you can email us. And that's thesportsobj@gmail.com is how you can get in touch with us. And certainly my name, David Richmond@thesportsobjective.com. You can email me at that address as well. Or BubbaRosenbaum@thesportsobjective.com as well. All right, Kyle, appreciate you, buddy, very much. Happy New Year, my friend. And we're going to go watch the ball drop. Until next time, you've been listening to the New Year's edition of the Sports Objective Podcast.
You've been listening to the Sports Objective Podcast. Join us next time as the guys will be objective, and the objective is sports.